Is that the way you'd sum it up right now?
Well, I can't make up something that it wasn't. I mean, you know, I'm sure glad I happened to be over there that day.
But I hear this, and students will listen to this. When you were over there swinging a hammer and all, it took a lot of hard work.
Oh, absolutely.
Let anybody think otherwise.
No, no, no. Long, long hours for all those years when it was just such a small business. Now, I wasn't making a lot of money, but I was successful. I was paying my note. I was happy. I was employing people. I was having an absolute ball. And that's the cool thing. If you can find something that you really enjoy doing, gosh, hard work. Hey, we all work most of our adult lives. I mean, that's what you spend all your time doing. If you can find something you love to do, that's a whole lot better than not loving what you're doing. Actually, when I talk to young people, high school age, even college age, candidly, even business audiences, I say, gosh, you know, if you don't love what you're doing, take a look around. You know, don't go through this entire life doing something you don't love to do. To me, that would just be a shame. A lot of times we're pinned into a corner. We've got to do it. We've got to have the paycheck. And I get that. That's okay. Another thing I would comment is every work experience is valuable. We learn so much. I was reflecting last night, talking to students. 1969, I'm 16 years old. I was working at Top Dog, a little hot dog stand at 51st and Yale in Tulsa, the night we landed a man on the moon. Now, remember, I was watching that on what's probably about a 7-inch black and white television screen inside a Top Dog in Tulsa. So I was learning how to treat a customer, how to interact in a retail transaction with a customer at age 16. Later, I sacked groceries at Sipes at 61st and Yale. When I came to Stillwater, I took a job at Ken's Pizza. I was a delivery guy when they first opened the first Ken's here. I made $1.25 an hour. Two semesters later, I was assistant manager of that unit, and I was making $2 an hour, which seemed like a lot of money at the time, especially when you're working 40 hours a week. I figured out real quick, you can't spend much money when you're at work. So, you know, you work that much, you make $80. Back then, that was quite a bit of money, you know, so I was living high on the hog. I actually almost derailed my educational process to stay on with that company. I liked it so much. So again, the realization that I was good at that, that people liked me, that I could treat a guest well and get something positive back. That's what I tell our people all the time. We're blessed. When we do a good job, we know it immediately. The customer's having a blast, and they reward our people. We're tipped. We have basically commissioned salespeople out on the floor. The better time they show somebody, the more they sell them, the more money they're likely to make. Anyway, the underlying principle is just, if you like what you're doing, it's not even like working, really. It's just so much fun. It's always been rewarding to me just because I liked what I was doing. And I like what I'm doing this morning. I mean, sitting here getting to reflect on this and feed that back to you, John. I mean, you can tell the passion in my voice. I couldn't make this stuff up. This is who I am. So, yes, it's a blessing.
And maybe one day you'll write a book.
Maybe.
Well, I want to thank you for this time. I know you're a busy man, but you've given us a couple of hours of your time. And students from all walks of life will want to listen to this and around the world, too, to voicesofoklahoma.com and the Stan Clark story. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
You bet.